What's up? I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
This is 30 Dirty and Dying, your favorite millennial podcast. Happy Halloween.
It's Halloween!
Halloween. Welcome to our Halloween episode. All October long, we've been doing Halloween and spooky season themed episodes, but this bad boy actually is airing on
the Halloween.
You're really killing it today.
I think I was trying to say like All Hallows Eve.
Well, I think you're nervous because we have a special guest in the room and you guys are going to get to be introduced to him in just a little bit. But what are we doing today?
We're going to talk about the movie Trick or Treat.
We're reliving Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Yep. It's a Halloween movie for a Halloween episode. It came out in the 2000s. So it's everything you love us for. Nostalgia, spooks, apparently millennial chaos that Courtney's bringing single-handedly today.
All right.
Well, should we... I don't want to
get this get this Halloween party started.
Yes, let's start the Halloween party.
We should have dressed up.
I mean, I'm dressed up as sad. No one can see us. Why the fuck would we dress up
for us?
I mean, I've got some masks.
Oh,
no, not sex ones. I don't do that. Happy Halloween, and we have a movie to get to. So why don't we get to Back in Time? So let's get this party started.
Back in time. All right.
We're in 2008.
Not 2009 and not 2007.
Absolutely not.
We're so 2008.
Trick or Treat came out in 2007. A lot of times we try to do the year of whatever we're living, but we've already done 2007 this year. And I looked it up. I did a little research because I never watched this movie until this. So this is not reliving for me. It's just living. Just white knuckling through. And I guess it didn't have like a super wide release. Like it came out in 2007, but not the way regular movies do.
Yeah, I don't think it was in the movie theater. I think it just, like, straight...
What I looked up, it's... You know what? It's on the Wikipedia page.
Hang on.
I'll just tell you why I came up with 2000. The first public screening took place at this film festival in 2007, and then subsequent screenings included, and then most of them were at these festivals and things in 2008. But there weren't, it wasn't like a large theatrical release. It was just like certain screenings.
Gotcha.
And most of them took place in 2008. A few of them in 2009, and then direct to DVD. So it didn't even get to your DVD player until 2009.
Maybe that's why I thought it was 2009.
Maybe. Anyways, we're talking about 2008.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us about it, Courtney? Go ahead.
I lost my virginity.
Wow.
Wow.
Why don't you tell us about it in excruciating detail?
I don't think I want to.
I don't mean, like, fluid details.
Ew!
Yeah, exactly.
That's not what I was talking about.
Okay, well, then what were you talking about?
I don't know, just in general, talking about it. See, the thing is, though, I don't remember how I felt about it.
You don't?
No.
Though that's, I mean, I'm surprised, though. You've told me about it before.
Yeah.
But you don't remember your feels?
I don't remember my feels.
Do you remember what prompted it? Like, was it spontaneous? Was it planned out? Like,
It was not planned out.
Well, sometimes, I don't want to say kids like kids, but, like, young folks will plan out something like that because they think it's a, you know, important occasion.
Well, okay.
Especially if they've been raised religious.
Well, so, I mean, I kind of was. But we had a conversation that I wanted to make sure that I loved the person. So... We were together at that point for, like, a month.
Okay.
And we were, like, making out, and things were happening.
Love was growing.
And we just looked at each other, and we're like, I love you. And I'm like, all right, let's go.
It's just words, ladies and gentlemen. Was it nice?
I don't remember.
Oh, you said you didn't remember feelings. Physical, sure, but I'm just saying, was it everything you hoped for?
Don't remember.
So probably not, then.
I'll say, just for memory's sake, it was wonderful.
So, mid.
Well, I mean, first time is never great, right?
Was it the guy's first time, too?
Yeah.
Anywho, you want to know something that happened in 2008 that I wanted to talk about?
Yes, please.
Did you ever watch The Soup? I know I've asked you this before, and I forget
nope.
every time. Okay.
Nope.
So there was a clip on The Soup, I was a big fan, called Spaghetti Cat. Do you know what this is? Because
no.
It also made rounds on, like, the internet and other TV shows, so I don't know if maybe you.
Nope.
Okay, so apparently on this morning show, they were talking about drunk driving, and they had some people there who, I guess, drank and drove and lived to tell the tale. And for some reason, it just cut to a picture of a cat eating spaghetti. And then they did not speak about it. The host didn't, nobody said anything about it, except for The Soup. And it was a really famous soup moment. It kind of, like I said, made the rounds, and I remember it. And that happened in 2008.
Wow.
Yeah, Spaghetti Cat was born. They did talk about it, like, a week later after the soup brought it up. So, there's that.
There's that.
Anything else, Courtney?
Was 2008? Yeah, 2008 was when I started working at the movie theater.
Okay, so movies. Let's talk about some horror movies that came out. Twilight. Disturbing and Terrible. The Strangers came out in 2008.
Okay.
You know, I just watched that the other day. I never watched it all the way through. It sucks.
Yeah, I don't know if I've watched
it. It's not good. People hype it up a lot, and it sucks. Cloverfield.
I remember that.
Yep. The Happening.
Okay.
Oh, Saw 5. There's too many of those.
I like the Saw movies.
I really don't. Although, do you remember, this could not have been 2008, this must have been like years before this, but do you remember for one of the Saw movies, they did this marketing campaign that was like, on regular TV, like during commercials, they would just throw Jigsaw's face on there for a split second, and then it would just go back to whatever commercials were happening.
No.
And then they didn't address it until
just like... Just
like
Spaghetti Cat.
Yes, honestly, yes. Until like whatever show or movie you were watching was over, and then they would do a full... like, preview for whatever Saw movie it was. Do you remember this?
No.
I remember it. It was fucking horrifying. You'd just be sitting there watching, like, I don't know, My Girl or some shit, and then, like, Jigsaw's face, gone. And you're like, that can't be real. I didn't see that. And then it keeps happening for 2 hours.
I need to Google that. I want to Google that. I want to look at YouTube. I want to see if they have it.
See, and I just remember it happening. So, like, I don't know. But, well, I know that Don't Trust Me came out. I don't even have to look that one up. So, we'll do Billboard. Top 100 hits. Lollipop. Lil Wayne. You probably loved that song.
I did. Why do you say it like that, though?
Because you were a big fan of whatever was on the top 100.
I was.
At all times. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. Love in This Club. Pocket Full of Sunshine.
I got a pocket full of sunshine.
I Kissed a Girl.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. Taste of her cherry chapstick.
Okay, well, those are some hits, and now I guess we should throw it to our special guest for the weather.
It's a little sunny outside today.
But it wasn't in 2008.
Hi, I'm Mike. I know it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It has.
I only come on for spooky stuff, apparently.
No, you came on for a Valentine's Day episode also.
Yeah, love.
I think that might have been... No. The last time he was on was for music trivia, Millennial Music Trivia, which was like probably over a year ago at this point.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yep.
I've been tasked with giving you the tornadoes from that year.
Twist us up. You call him daddy.
Twist
I feel
me
weird.
Up, daddy.
On May 25th in Parkersburg, New Hartford, Iowa, there was an E5.
F5.
E-F-5.
Wow, you're really killing this weather report, dude.
Sorry. 400 homes were damaged.
That's spookier insurance.
21 commercial buildings, including City Hall.
City Hall?
You're going to take City Hall.
So I'm really glad you made me do that.
How many tornadoes happened in the year? Did you already say that? Was I not paying attention?
No, it was about 1,600 in the United States.
1,600 in the U.S. It's crazy.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Thank you for twisting me up, Daddy.
All right, well, now we're going to twist out into the show for today. Listen to this brief message, and we'll be back in a second.
Hey, thanks for listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
All right, so we're talking about Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
And the reason is, it's Mike's favorite Halloween movie.
Is that true, Mike? Because she says that a lot, and that was her reasoning, but is it really? Because...
Well, it probably is my favorite Halloween movie.
Okay, fair.
There's not a lot of actual Halloween movies.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like Hocus Pocus.
Halloween.
It's Halloween.
Halloween Town. Yeah, that's a good one. It's good.
But there's not a lot. Like.
Most of them are just haunted shit.
Yeah, it's up there. I believe a cult classic is appropriate for this.
That's what it said on Wikipedia, so that's got to be true. Well, so I never watched it. But, so I guess I'm living, not reliving. But you guys are reliving.
Mm-hmm.
So
you watched it last night.
I watched it last week, after you told me to watch it. Literally the same day.
Were you a fan?
I'll get into it. No, but I didn't hate it. I thought I was going to hate it until, like, the last, like, 30 minutes, and then I was okay with it.
Interesting.
We'll get into it. We will.
Yeah.
But before we do, let's talk a little bit about what it is, and I'm going to leave it to you two, because you're the experts.
So, Trick or Treat is, like, an anthology of four short stories.
Okay.
About the spirit of Halloween, and maybe some rules around it. All of the stories kind of go together. They, like, kind of tiptoe across each other, but they don't really relate.
Yeah, they intersect.
Yeah, intersect.
Clarice and I intersected our hands.
In front of her husband.
Whoa! I mean, we were married first.
Yeah, we were. Know your role. No, so I had never watched it, but I think my main beef with it to start out was okay. I don't think anthology is the right word. It's not you guys. It's like it was on there too, because at first I was like Courtney, not knowing what an anthology is, and then I looked it up and I was like, no, that's what they called it.
Yeah,
like when I think of an anthology, I think of something that doesn't have to connect, like separate stories. I don't think of like
they don't have to connect.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess I just don't think of anything that does. I just think of like standalone things, and to me it wasn't really that. So well, like
it's I think it's kind of in the middle, right?
Yeah,
it's
I can see that.
Like a true anthology. That's very true. But I think all of the stories in the movie could be
separate.
Yeah. I mean, I could see them being separate, but I guess
I think they chose to pull it all together to seem like a cohesive movie.
Which I liked the cohesion factor. That's what I mean about, like, I ended up liking it at the end because it all came together. But if they were just standalones and they didn't do that coming together thing, I think I would have hated it. So then can I like it as an anthology? I don't know.
I like it.
You like it?
There are some parts that I don't like.
So are we starting with shitting on it?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
Are you surprised? Look at your face.
No, not at all.
What scenes do you think Courtney doesn't like, and then Courtney can confirm or deny?
Any of the sexual ones.
What?
Why? She reads porn exclusively.
Now?
I re-listened to an episode from a long time ago, and I literally have you saying, and I screen capped it because I needed it, you saying, like, I don't want to read smut. I think smut is the... You went on
you need to send that to me.
I will. I saved it. So you don't think the sexual scenes would be her bag? Now?
I mean, these ones are... They're not...
They're not really...
They're pretty mild.
Yeah, they're... But, I can't even think like of any.
Well, the first scene, there's like a small porn section.
Oh, is there? I don't even remember that.
The guy would like fell asleep, and then when he woke up, porn was...
Yeah. No, I remember now on the TV.
Yeah.
I was thinking like between the characters.
Oh, not
no.
I mean, not really,
no,
right?
No, yeah. Nothing.
Super explicit.
Mm-mm. So no, I disagree.
Okay,
so that's not one of them. Do you have any others that you think she would hate?
I literally verbalized it last night.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, wow. He really cares. When the kid's throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you
that
hate.
That was excessive.
It kind of was.
The gurgling sounds. I hate it.
No, actually, when we were watching it, I do remember Justin and I, like, we were watching it.
Yeah.
And then...
It just kept going.
Yeah, and one of us, I don't remember which one, said, like, well, this has been happening for a while.
And it does. It's aggressive.
Yeah, it's too much. It's gross.
Too much. It's gross.
It's a little gross.
The sounds don't help.
No. Also, like, what the fuck was he eating?
Well, it was a chocolate bar.
Yeah, but it looked...
Right, which is, I think, my problem with that scene, because it looks like chocolate.
It looks like chocolate milk.
But then when the... killer is like pulling him away, he's like covered in blood.
Yeah.
So it's not like quite like it seemed weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
So I don't like that part.
Nice sound effect. That would have been better.
Yeah. Done.
So that's one scene though.
Yeah.
One it's like one 25 second clip.
Yeah, I hated it.
Which is
worst.
Really long though.
It was Bob. So long.
It's long for Bob.
That's a
it
big
was
number.
Way too long. It was like half the movie of throw up.
I do think it was because, like, I turned it on and I was watching it, and Justin wasn't really, like, dedicated to sitting down and watching it with me. So he was, like, I don't know, just fooling around, and then he sat down and we said that, and then he was just like, what the fuck? Why are we watching this? And I was like, it's research for the podcast. It's Mike's favorite movie. And then he was like, this is Mike's favorite movie.
That's not my favorite.
My favorite Halloween.
I know, I just said it. But, like, he was judging you hard during that vomiting scene.
And I am one person to accept that sometimes what is my favorite isn't, like, overly all great. Like, it's not, like, an overly all great movie.
Okay.
What?
And I don't give you shit about that. But you give me shit about all my favorite movies, even though they're not overall great, but they're great to me. And you say, they're horrible movies, and give me shit about it.
They really are.
And so is this! Yeah, but
I wouldn't say it's a horrible movie. I thought it was gonna be. I was ready to be on your team. It's middle.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Would you rather watch this or Boss Baby?
This.
Thank you.
100%. I've never, I've never even seen Boss Baby. I would rather watch this.
Boss Baby's so good.
Because again, that's like her, like, that's a wild thing to say that her favorite movie is Boss Baby. My favorite movie is not Boss Baby.
What is it now?
I don't know.
Because you change it a lot.
It's in my top favorite movies, yes.
Give me your top three right now.
Top three?
Favorite movies ever. And we'll see what Mike thinks about them. I like that this is becoming so much less about trick or treat and more about your marriage.
I like how you say trick or treat.
Well, that's how it's spelled.
I don't know. Twister.
Twister's good. It's not great. It's fine, though. It's fine.
Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's I mean, it's fine for a Christmas movie. It's okay.
We can really argue about Twister, but that's not what this is about. If you want to have me on later to talk
about
Twister.
Look, I can tell you right now that it's not realistic at all, and it's ridiculous.
But it's great.
But it's a fine, okay movie to watch.
Right. I think I would have been okay with Twister if it was like that.
Okay.
But they do both. Like, it's like, oh, this big tornado. It's so powerful. It's the most powerful tornado we've ever seen.
Not as powerful as my belt, though.
Yeah, not. Thank you. Thank you.
I hate that part.
Like, that's like what I'm saying is, like, it's not, like, it's like, oh, we got to save the characters.
I mean, they killed the characters in the new one.
They did?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it yet. I told you, we didn't get to go. Oops. I mean, honestly, I will say it is kind of a shitty disaster movie if no one dies. Because people die in disasters.
Right,
you know?
I don't think anybody on screen in the original one died.
Just like, that bad guy.
Yeah.
But everybody wanted... I was thrilled when he died.
Thrilled?
So. Well, yeah, what the fuck? I mean, he was a bad guy.
Anyways, trick or treat.
Yeah, trick or treat.
Pretty much the throw-up was, like, the worst part. Awful. Didn't need to happen.
So then what do you like about it, Courtney?
I like Sam.
Sam's a little pumpkin head bitch, right?
Yeah.
Pumpkin head bitch?
I use bitch as a term of endearment, and you know it. Yeah. I call you bitch all the time because I love you.
Love you, bitch.
Love you, bitch. Love you, bitch.
Which, again, goes back to being cult classic, because now when you walk into, like, Spirit Halloween, he's everywhere.
Yeah. And now I know who he is.
Yeah.
See, because I've seen him before, but I just never really knew who it was. I assumed it was a movie I hadn't seen, or it was just some Halloween-ish character that, you know, like, generic.
Sam.
Yeah. I liked him, though. I will say, the last scene where it's, like, just him versus old guy... I could have watched a whole movie that was just that kind of shit. Just him attacking people. That was great. Mm-hmm. That's what made me like the movie. Was him, because it was funny, but it was also a little bit, it's just scary enough. Like, not scary, but you like the jump scare thing, because when he's just like right there. And it was just good. I could have watched the whole movie of just that.
I think what I like the most about that scene is the change of his size. When he's fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this
Because he's like this little kid, right?
Yeah.
But for the fighting scene, it's literally like an adult acting as Sam. And he's just like this big guy on top of the old guy. And then all of a sudden he's small again. And I think that's like one of my favorite parts.
The power of Halloween.
The power of Halloween.
Can make you grow 10 sizes.
Well, I think that's what he embodies, right? Is the spirit of Halloween.
Yeah, which
is
that's what I thought. He just wants people to
follow the rules.
Follow the rules of Halloween. That's the whole point of the movie.
Yeah.
And if you don't, he kills you.
Actually, I have one more thing that pisses me off about that movie.
Go ahead.
But not about the movie itself.
Okay.
But that bitch in the very beginning who's saying, let's take the decorations down now.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Dumb.
It's the middle of the night. One. What? Just
leave it.
Get it in the morning. I wouldn't do it either.
No.
She also mentions that they were both drunk. Like, why are you going to do that when you're drunk?
Like, at that point, she's one that I'm like, I'm glad you died.
Yeah.
I'm glad you died. You deserved this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sucks to suck. But, like, who the fuck? And that many decorations. I could see if you just had, like, I don't know, like, something over your front door or a wreath. And you're like, fuck it, let's take this inside.
There's too much decorations.
They had a fucking interactive display. And she's like, let me disassemble this in the dead of night on Halloween while I'm fucked up.
Absolutely not. That was so dumb.
Just go inside.
We leave our Halloween decorations up until our HOA yells at us.
I love that for you guys.
And we keep adding to it. We're soon going to be, like, one of those houses.
We're, like, the only house in our neighborhood that has decorations
out. I saw a few when I drove through the other day. Mm. Feeding your animals, not just stalking you.
It doesn't matter.
I want other people to know. I don't just randomly drive through Courtney's neighborhood without being invited. I'm like a vampire like that, you know?
Like hearing about haunted histories from around the world? Are you intrigued by the missing 411 cases in America where people vanish without a trace? Or just want to hear about spooky stories of UFOs, Bigfoots and other cryptids? Then this is the podcast for you. Sit back and relax every other week where we investigate these cases together. Just search the Spooky Island Radio podcast wherever you listen to your podcast to join the investigation. And with all that said, I just have one question. Do you believe in ghosts?
I've really, as I've grown older, I like practical effects a lot more.
Okay.
Just because I think CGI hit a peak in, like, this time.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
It's really gone downhill.
I would agree.
So going back and watching movies with practical effects is...
Yeah, or like nice. A nice happy medium of, yeah. Like... And you can appreciate the camp a little bit more. Like, I feel like when CGI was at its peak, like, in the 2000s and the early 2010s-ish, and, like, people were so impressed by that, that when we looked at more practical effects or even, like, shitty older effects, we just wanted to shit on them. But now that they've done too much with CGI, we can appreciate them good and bad.
Yeah.
Like, I really like going back and watching Hitchcock's The Birds for that reason, because they are just throwing fake birds. But, and now I can appreciate that. I wouldn't want them to remake The Birds and use CGI. That would be fucking terrible. It takes away from the charm. So I can agree with you about this one. Yeah. I really liked the effects of the werewolf scene.
Yeah.
That was fucking dope. That's when I was like, maybe I like this movie.
Yeah, I mentioned that last night. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think this is, as far as, like, werewolf transitions from people to wolves, it's up there.
It was better than Twilight, for sure.
Again, bad CGI.
Yeah. Just big-ass dogs.
Big-ass dogs.
Yep. Bella, where the hell you been, loca? But no, I liked it a lot. And I thought it went on for the appropriate amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't a super long transformation scene, but it wasn't so quick that you didn't get to appreciate all the little, like, details.
Yeah, when I first watched it, I wasn't quite sure what was, obviously, I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, me neither.
Because when I first saw the fangs, I'm like, oh, they're vampires.
That's exactly what I fucking thought.
Okay, cool. And then all of a sudden, they're stripping their skin, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I was like, oh, so, like, Nosferatu vampires? Like, we're getting gross? And then I saw fur.
Yep.
I was like, well, probably a dog. But no, I liked it. I thought it was a nice, I don't know if twist is the right word, but I liked that they were werewolves. Because you would expect a bunch of hot girls
to be
vampires.
Witches.
Or vampires or something.
Vampires, yes.
But to be werewolves was, and still hot, cool.
Yeah, and that was kind of the play on that story too, right? Where it was like, you know, shy girl trying to get a guy.
Her first time.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying
Speaking
to get
of virginity.
Guy.
Speaking of virginity.
Yeah.
And so it was
kind like
of the turnaround, like a twist within the twist of, oh, it's the turnaround of her being.
Yeah. It took you by predator. Surprise a little bit. And I thought it was hilarious when she was like, it's my first time, so bear with me. And she's already a wolf. And that it was the bad guy who kills kids. Mm-hmm. Like,
which
the coming back around.
I liked the twist that his son was a part of it.
Me too. Me too.
I was like, oh shit. I thought he was going to kill his kid. Because, I mean, honestly.
That's what they set it up. Well,
they set it up.
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say that's what they wanted you to think clearly.
Yep.
That he was going to kill the kid. But then, and when he's training his kid to be the next
murderer.
Yeah.
Murder.
Well, you all kind of had a small twist to it.
Yeah.
Except for the one. I think the
kids.
Yeah, the school
ghost
bus.
Kids.
Is,
no, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the point.
Yeah.
But there was no real twist. You kind of saw that. all the way through.
Well, and I feel like that's when I started to think I'm really going to hate this, because it just got a little like boring for me. It went on a little bit too. I just didn't.
Yeah, I would say that story is probably the worst of them all.
Yeah. I mean, I like that it came back around and like the old guy's the bus driver, whatever. But like actually just watching it was just like boring. And
yeah,
that's when I was about to, I was like, I'm going to shit all over this movie when Mike gets here next week. That was just like a ghost story to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that embodies Halloween too, is like sometimes it's like gore and like horror and stuff, but other times it's just ghost stories.
Well, and that's one thing I did appreciate about the, like, pseudo-anthology of it. Like, there was the, what you think is just going to be a basic teen slasher, and, like, Virgin Dies First with the girl, and there was Supernatural Creatures with the werewolves, there was just a good old-fashioned ghost story, there was, like, a slasher character in Sam in the last scene, and then there was, like, a just a crazy fucking guy killing people with the first guy, and then... I don't know, the first scene, I guess, just idiots.
Dumb. Yeah, just dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the rules? The Halloween rules? Because I don't know if I remember them all.
Leave your pumpkin on.
Yeah, leave your jack-o'-lantern until at least midnight.
Give candy out.
Okay.
Those are two big ones.
Yeah, look them up, because I don't remember. Because, like, at some point, I think I got kind of disillusioned with it.
Check your candy.
Check your candy.
That was the first one.
Because of the kid.
Because of the kid.
Yeah. Because, like, I paid attention to the first, like, the intro where they say the rules, but then at a certain point I got a little, like I said, there were parts I got a little bored with in those first few, so I stopped connecting the dots to that opening.
Yeah.
So I didn't, like, commit all of them. Well, that.
Wear a costume.
Okay.
Pass out treats.
Who didn't wear a costume? Was it the guy at the end? No, he wasn't handing out candy.
He wasn't handing out candy,
which is why Sam attacked him.
But because the candy was there when he went to stab him, that's like his giving candy.
Yeah.
So he let him live.
Yeah, but who wasn't wearing a costume? That I don't remember.
I don't think that was the focus.
Okay. I just didn't know if like there was one that, because like I said,
I guess the woman was kind of like, she took off her costume.
I guess.
I mean, Vomit Kid also wasn't.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it actually comes out and says most of them.
Because I know at the beginning it said the list, and I didn't know if it was like... they all go back to it or not, because I don't know. I just didn't pay close enough attention, I guess.
But really, the first... we keep saying four stories. The first one's like a half.
It's like an introduction.
Yeah, it's the introduction and the ending, really.
Rule one, always wear a costume. Rule two, always pass out treats to trick-or-treaters. Never blow out a jack-o'-lantern before midnight. Always check your candy. Always respect the dead. Never take down your decorations before November 1st. Never hurt the innocent.
Okay.
So there's multiple.
So the
woman attempts to take down decorations early.
And the jack-o'-lantern.
She makes it clear she isn't a fan of Halloween, even blowing out the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. So there's two right there. Bam.
Always respect the dead.
School bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the costume's the only one that's...
Not really.
That I can't remember.
I mean, some of the guys with the werewolves weren't wearing costumes because they were part of the news crew. But
yeah.
I think that's a stretch.
Well, and I mean, I think I could be getting way too meta on this, but the killer guy who ends up being the werewolf's victim, I know he had, like, a cloak on, but he was the killer anyway, so was he really wearing a costume, or was he just dressed up as himself?
Well, I think he was supposed to be a vampire.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, he had
the fake teeth.
Well, he still ate people.
Yeah.
So, that's not really a costume. It'd be more of a costume if he dressed up as, like, a nice guy. Again, could be too meta, but that's literally the only thing I can think of. Except for maybe that kid who didn't check his candy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, there's multiple for each, so.
So, with the rules, which one do you guys think you're most likely to break, if any? And don't just, think about
wear,
it.
Or always wear a costume. We don't always dress up.
Yeah, me neither. Mm-hmm. I haven't dressed up in a couple years.
We dressed up last year.
Yeah, we dressed up last year.
Oh, yeah, for your trick-or-treater thing?
Mm-hmm. When no one comes into our neighborhood.
Sorry.
I would think mine would be the jack-o'-lantern. I don't think we don't always do jack-o'-lanterns.
I don't think I've ever done one as an adult. Like, yeah. One that you actually, an old-fashioned one, like with a candle in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done that. Also, for me this year, the decorations, because I didn't even put them up.
list.
A lot of people aren't putting them up.
I know. We're just, I literally said that on our way to your house. Yeah. Like, why does no one have decorations?
Okay, well, I never had outside decorations because I always lived in apartments and shit. So, like, I just didn't have the real estate space for it. And this year I was thinking about doing it. I told you that on a past episode. And I didn't even decorate inside. I put out my bowl of candy and that was fucking it. I don't know. The first 2 weeks of October were fucking nuts. And I didn't have time, and I was so tired I didn't want to. And now it's already Halloween. So, I had Justin get them, because we were cleaning out the garage and doing stuff, and I had him get them out.
Yeah.
And I was like, last night, I think I was just like, you can put them away. I'm not. It was like, you can just put those back. The dream's dead. I can't do it this year. I'm just tired. But I would, usually, if they were up, I would leave them up until I put Christmas decorations up, which is not until December usually. So every other year, I don't think I break that rule, but this year for sure.
We've really moved from inside decorations to outside decorations.
Yeah, we don't decorate our inside. Like, we leave our Halloween houses up all year round.
Yeah.
But we don't actually decorate for Halloween inside.
Yeah, see, that's all I did. And I went all out before. I mean, you remember, I had like bats all over the walls and
freaking bats.
The whole bathroom had like blood all over it. And but I have a lot of stuff up all year round too that's most people. Spooky. Yeah, like my oven mitts are always skeletons. My bathroom in there right now is all horror themed all the time. There's a scream rug and everything. So you're welcome to test it out.
The rug or the toilet?
The toilet, but you can walk on the rug. The other ones, I don't know. I mean, I don't remember ever checking my candy as a kid.
Oh, yeah. We used to do it all the time.
Check it?
You had to check it, really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you look for?
Razor blades?
The stereotypical, like, I don't know if we were necessarily checking or if like, my parents were just picking out what they wanted.
Yeah.
Like, looking back on it.
That sounds more correct.
But we definitely.
I don't remember my parents ever doing that. I mean, maybe looking like in the actual, like my pumpkin bucket or whatever to see if there's anything weird in there, but not the candy itself. Like,
no.
How did they do it? Wait, did you have to like take a bite and prove there wasn't a razor in it? Like, how did they check it?
Just to make sure there wasn't sticking. I don't know.
Nothing sticking out of it.
It was mostly,
you really gotta hide those razor
blades. No, I think it was mostly, baked goods, if anybody threw, a baked good in there, or something that wasn't, pre-wrapped.
Yeah, see, that, I don't think I was allowed to eat that. I think my mom was always just, throw that away.
Yeah.
But I don't think she checked it. It was just, don't eat it.
Yeah, or anything that, came out of its wrapper or anything like that. I think that was mostly.
Well, that makes more sense. I thought you were checking, individual pieces of wrapped candy.
Open each candy individually and let's see what's going on.
Show me there are no needles.
Yeah, as I got, way older, it's like, who's going to waste drugs on children?
No.
No one's going to inject, black tar heroin, dude.
No. And honestly, now that they lock up the razors in the stores, I wouldn't waste razor blades on kids either. I hate going in there and asking for assistance.
Ugh, it's the worst.
No.
In the electronics section, just to get a charger, you have to ask. Or, if you need to get, a light for your, a headlight for your car, you have to ask for them to open the lights for your car.
I don't like that you have, I see certain,
I don't want to ask anyone anything.
They're locking up deodorant and shit in some of the pharmacies. I don't get that. Why?
I think my biggest thing is, the family planning section. That's all locked up.
Which is, I think that's fucked up because, so they're not going to. And then they're going to have to come and get plan B, which is also locked up.
Right.
So, and you know, expensive. I think just make it less stigmatized. Why are we making it so hard for people to be safe? I can understand having, a specific section. I don't know, an aisle that's closer to, the pharmacist or something. So where it's
but that's
not
where
just,
it is.
Right, but I've seen stores where it's just in the regular old, but at certain ones where it's just over there by the actual pharmacy, I think that's fine. So you can watch and keep an eye and make sure there's not 6-year-olds. But otherwise, I don't think it needs to be locked up. And that's pretty spooky.
That is spooky. Having to ask someone for something.
Yeah, I hate it.
Never.
No.
Mike made me do it when I needed a bulb for my car. He was like, you gotta ask yourself. I'm like, I don't want to.
I would have never made you do that. We would have just left together.
Thank you.
No bulb for your car, though. I did that once when I needed a tire replaced. There was a slow leak in one of my tires. And I was just like, you know what? I could just get a new car. So I did.
But then you have to deal with someone for a lot longer to get buy a new car.
Yeah, I know. But I did it anyway. It was worth it to me. To not have to go get a new tire.
$100 for a tire $30,000 for
dude,
a car.
Dude, where I was living at the time, the only place I could go, like, price gouge the fuck out of you, try $300.
For one tire?
Yeah. 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 No. To have them put it on and everything, yes. Now, if I would have just bought it raw and gone out and put it on myself, maybe.
Raw dog that tire.
Yeah, but I didn't know how to do that. I still don't, but I really didn't then. I was like 19, so I just got a new car. Anyways, back to Trick or Treat. Why don't we just tell me why anybody should watch it. You guys tell us why it's a great movie to watch right now, today, on Halloween, if you're looking for a way to celebrate. Go.
It's a Halloween movie.
Mike, why don't you tell us? Why you think people might want to consider watching Trick or Treat for their Halloween celebrations right after they listen to this.
Again, it's a Halloween movie. And I think it has a little bit of everything that you want from a Halloween horror movie. Again, there's a little horror aspect. There's a little bit of story. There's ghost stories. So
there's it's a good monster story.
It's got something for every taste. I could see that.
Has a cute little character named Sam.
Who will kill you.
If you don't follow the rules of Trick or Treat.
Yes. It's got a moral to the story.
It's a moral story. You gotta listen to the rules.
Yeah. I think it's a decent one to watch. Like I said, I was totally prepared to shit all over this and you for it being one of your favorites. But once I got to the end of it, I was like, this was a decent way to spend an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine. It was fun. And it's also one that if you're not super concerned with following it really closely, you don't have to. Like, you can just turn it on in the background while you have people over and watch it and laugh and whatever.
And cringe. And
yeah, a little bit of that too. It's got those like 2000s horror film cringe. There's a little bit of that in there as well. I will say I like it much better than our Halloween movie that we chose last year, Ghost Ship.
No!
Ouch.
Ghost Ship is trash, and I still believe that to this day.
Yeah, well, our listeners think otherwise. No. Because they love it.
They loved the episode where we talked about it, and at least 60% of that episode is me talking about how it's trash. So maybe they just agree with me so hard that they couldn't stop listening to the episode and my views on it.
Ghost Ship is so good.
I haven't watched Ghost Ship in a while.
Yeah?
Do you want to go watch it?
The one death scene is pretty good.
The best.
Which one are we talking about? Which death scene?
The first.
The wire.
Yeah, that was good. But there's a whole movie after that. That's the first 30 seconds. The rest of the movie is not enough.
The first 30 seconds.
And then turn it off. You know? This one you could watch.
Are you telling me that if you were a ghost on that ship.
Wouldn't be.
That you wouldn't seduce a human to their death?
First of all, I barely want to seduce a human now. I'm tired. You know? I'm certainly not going to waste my time doing it when I'm dead. But no, I would not. If I had to be a ghost on that ship, clearly I went to hell. That would be my hell. I would not want to haunt that boat. The Titanic? Maybe.
I mean, you wouldn't have a choice.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I would hate that.
You would just be there, like, and not haunt it? You would just...
No, I would just be in the background. And then if they're like, this feels weird, I was like, yeah, maybe you should fucking go. That's it.
That's your ghost. You're the warding ghost.
Yeah, and not like, oh, get out, fucking leave, guys. Seriously, how many more things have to happen? But no, I think it was good. I will say, if I was gonna watch it again, I feel like I could totally not even watch the middle like 40 minutes. The first two scenes are fine, and then I would just go straight to the end with Sam. Well, no, the werewolf girls.
Yeah, it's really that. It's really the kid scene. That's really kind of slows it down.
Yeah, but it's long. It feels like longer than the other ones for some reason.
Yeah,
it feels
really long. Yeah, I agree.
I think it feels that way because it's continuous. I think the other ones are split up a little bit.
Yeah,
and the kids go on through the whole.
Yeah, kid scene is
because that's what brings it together.
So yeah, like when you're following these kids and they're happening in between these other scenes, it feels like, man, I really want to find out what they're going to do. And then it's just a big ass letdown and it goes on for a while. Like, I was about to be like, man, I'm gonna turn this shit off and just fake the rest. And then Anna Paquin turned into a fucking werewolf and I was back.
I like it. It's a good movie. I say watch it if you just want like a fun time.
Yeah. It's good nostalgia too.
Yeah. I think it's a very good cult classic.
Agreed. Well, before we go, why don't we just talk a little bit about what's going on for Halloween? What are you guys doing for Halloween?
What haven't we done yet?
Yeah, what have you done? What are you doing? Mike, tell us what you do every Halloween, your haunt.
Yeah, I do haunt a house. I am Mike the Angry Clown. Really, it's just a reason for me to kind of be an asshole to people, and they think it's funny.
Like, you need a reason.
And it's funny.
So. He's an asshole to me all the time. Yep. But they pay for it. I get it.
Yeah, they pay for it.
You're paying for it in a different way.
I've been doing it almost 15 years now. That's crazy. I've talked about it before, but.
We did have you on like a few, like a couple seasons ago to talk about it almost exclusively, but it's mm-hmm. crazy. Not that you're still doing it, I guess, but even then when you said it was like 13 years or whatever, I was like, that's yeah. crazy. But now 15, that's.
It's a long time.
Insane.
Long time to be Mike the Angry Clown.
Getting even angrier by the second.
That's it.
Seriously. Well, he said that now girls and guys are flirting because of.
Yeah.
Because of
the whole masked men, like.
What? Of
TikTok and.
Okay. What?
Everyone is all about, like, I don't know how to describe, romanticizing, that's a good word for it, romanticizing masked men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's big, like, I read a whole book about it just recently. It was, okay. It's called Lights Out. Recommend, it's really good.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to read it, but okay. I don't think I have the same fantasies as you.
Spicy.
So, yeah, so just, like, sexy masked men.
Oh.
Is the thing. It's all over TikTok. It's all in books now. Like, it's just a whole.
So because of that, people want to flirt with you in the haunted house?
Yeah.
You don't wear a mask. You
do not wear a mask. No, yeah. I wear face paint. And it's happened, like, in years past, right? Where you just kind of play it off. But this year does seem like it's, like, almost every other person just, like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Better watch out.
Stay away from my man!
Well, if people want to go to it, can you. Tell them about the haunted house?
Yeah, it's
not house, sorry. But
it's Raven's Eye Manor.
Where is it located?
It's in Fairplay, Maryland.
Okay. Is there like a website?
There is a website, Facebook.
All right, so you can find them almost anywhere. Yep.
Open Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to 10:30.
You might meet Mike.
Don't flirt with him.
Or do, and see what Courtney does to you.
Nothing.
Talking up a big game.
Obviously, I'm not going to do anything.
Is it still going on the weekend mm-hmm. after Halloween?
Yeah. Okay. We'll normally do a week or two after.
Cool beans. I'm not doing anything for Halloween this year.
We already went to a haunted house. It was pretty good. I actually got scared.
Yeah.
No shit. What happened?
It was dark.
Yeah, so that's it? It was just dark?
Yeah. It was pitch black.
Yeah. So they had an experience where it was called The Darkness. And it's black.
It's just a dark it's maze. It's a maze. But like there was like one or two scare actors. And it was near the end of the house.
Okay.
So, like, you're just going through this maze, and it's just dark. You cannot see. You have to, like, feel around. But what got me was, you know, in haunted houses where they have, like, the puff of air?
Yeah.
The puff of air got me.
All it takes to scare you after seeing you walk through 1,000 haunted houses like Moses is turning out the lights and going, that's it? That's fucking it?
I got her a couple times.
Wow. Well, we found Courtney's kryptonite.
The dark. I'm afraid of the dark.
I knew you were afraid of the dark, but I didn't know it would, like, completely throw you off your game.
It threw me off my game.
And the thing is, like, she said, like, oh, yeah, you took my eyes away from it. But I strictly remember one year we went to Busch Gardens.
Okay.
And at the end of one of them was a guy in a bungee. So he would, like. Run out and it like was, really...
No, they were just out. We were just walking through the park at Busch Gardens.
This is like the circus one. It was right after the circus one.
Okay.
So he would like bungee out, get really close to people.
And then be...
And then like slingshot back.
Got you.
And give this guy props because he timed it perfectly. She wasn't looking. Got her and she didn't have a single reaction.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I've seen her, not that exact thing, but stuff that will scare most people just out of sheer like... Jump scare.
Yeah.
Like, there's just something there that's not supposed to be there. And I've seen her not be affected at all.
Yeah.
And it's just...
The mighty must fall.
Flipping the switch.
Yeah.
So if I turned off all the lights in my house and turned on my humidifier, I'm like, that would get you. Random puff of cold air in the dark.
Well, it's funny you say that because I scare her around the house all the time.
On like, purpose
I
could, like, or just being
no,
there?
No, just being there. Like, I could round a corner and she'd be like, oh! Like, I live here. I live here.
I almost pushed Justin down the stairs the other day because he did that to me. Not on purpose. Like, I wasn't like, I'm going to push my spouse down the stairs. But, like, I was in that bathroom over there, and I guess he announced himself coming up the stairs, but I did not hear him. And so I opened the door, and he's just standing at the top of the stairs, and I went, rah! And I threw my arms out, and my goal was, like, intruder, attack. And I didn't get him. But yeah, that was my first instinct, was just to push him down the stairs. He wasn't trying to scare me. He was just
there.
He just dared to enter the upstairs of his own home. Thanks for listening, you guys, to our spooky season block of episodes. We hope you've had fun.
And thanks, Mike, for coming on the last episode.
Yeah, coming for the finale.
Thanks.
Yeah, for having thanks me. For coming.
What?
What?
Don't do that here while I'm here. We've had a whole month of spooky season episodes, so if you're still not, you don't have it out of your system, I won't until at least Christmas.
I never will.
Go back and listen to all of our spooky episodes from this season and from past seasons. We've got plenty.
Yeah, we do spooky season every October.
But thanks for listening to this one. We hope you've enjoyed it. Have a happy Halloween. Be safe.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
Follow the rules. Check your candy.
Be in costume. Don't blow out the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Happy Halloween. And we'll see you next time on 30D&D.
Bye!
This is normally how this goes.